How well do you think our city clears the snow? We've had a lot of it this winter, so we've had a fair time to look around and see what we see and walk where we can walk and drive where we can drive. How do you think it's gone so far? We're giving the city a bit of a snow report card today. And if you were in charge, if you were grading the city, what would the grade be? I'm asking because of a couple of reasons. One, we're still digging ourselves out from yesterday's snowstorm, but also two, because the city is going to examine this. We have winter quality maintenance standards that'll come up in the spring, and the city also welcomes your feedback on that. What do you think? Do we need to make any changes? And if so, what would you change? Here's a couple of things that I've heard so far on the text board. Let's start with the good. A lot of you are saying that you are really impressed this winter compared to some winters in the past, especially the first snowfall of the season. Many of you were reporting the plows were dispatched very quickly and you were quite happy. Fast forward to now, though, now that we've got a lot of accumulation and the snowbanks are beginning to get quite large, some of you are saying we need to get rid of the snowbanks faster, that the streets are increasingly becoming too narrow in the downtown core. And we hear that complaint a lot from people in Centertown, in Vanier. Like in this clip, you'll hear from residents who are annoyed that their streets are reduced down to a single lane because of the snowbanks that have encroached onto the road.
The snowbanks have got to be cut down. People can't pass.
Well, you can see for yourself, but this snowbank behind me has street under it, and it's about as wide as a car.
These are small side roads that we live on, so there's usually some degree like of crazy buildup during the winter, but this is pretty extreme.
A few Ottawa residents chatting with CTV Ottawa last week. Another complaint, people getting walled in by the snow when the plows go by. Some people asking, why doesn't the city clear that big heaping pile at the end of my driveway? Why don't they shovel it? It's back-breaking work. I don't want to do it, or I can't do it. I'm not able to do it. And then finally, I've heard from some pedestrians who say it's very difficult to walk on the sidewalks, and sometimes they have to go on the road. I want to hear from you. 580-580. Let's hear from the chair of the city's transportation committee. They're in charge of snow clearing. He's also the city councillor for Beacon Hill, Sevierville, Tim Tierney. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks a lot, Christy. And I blame Chris Holsky for all the snow, by the way. He loves the stuff. I hate it. But anyway, it's here.
You can actually blame him for anything if you want. That's what we do here at the station. It's been Holsky. But in all seriousness, this is a really important topic. I'm very passionate about this because we live in a city where we get a lot of snow. So it's important to look back at how we've done things and to take note of what we can do better. What grade would you give the city of Ottawa this winter?
Oh, look, it. Our staff are top-notch. This is our eighth snow event, 200 centimeters. This is not a small winter by any stretch. They're out there working full force, and you got to think they're ready to get out there and cut back banks. And, we have to hit pause because we have another dump coming in. And why would we cut the banks back and then suddenly have to go back out and do it again? Can you imagine the taxpayers would lose their marbles? At the same token, we have all 500 pieces of machine out there. We've been doing parking bans daytime, nighttime, on a regular basis. They're struggling to keep up. So tip of the hat to the men and women that are out there working very, very hard. I'm in constant communications with them. It's definitely a minimum B-plus from my perspective. I know you're going to have people that are upset. Look, you're quite correct. At Christmas, gangbusters out of the gate, and they've been doing terrific ever since. But of course, just like your listeners, I have to shovel my laneway. And when you get to snow event number 8, you're like, yeah, city crews are doing great, but you're still having to shovel some snow. The streets are getting narrower. It's going to be a very long February and March, but they're doing a terrific job. And I'm very proud of the work that they're doing. And you're quite correct. We can have those discussions when the winter quality maintenance standards report does come to the table at transportation. But overall, I'm pretty satisfied with what they're doing. Clearly, they're not going to be racing around the second snowflakes hit the ground. We have to do it in a fashion that has been prescribed by council and has been in place for years. And now we're going to review that.
Are they struggling to keep up because of the sheer volume of snow or due to staffing issues?
Oh, no, it's definitely related to the amount of snow and how it's happening. It's not like we get a big dump, they have a week off, and then they get a dump again. It's like you get a big dump, and then there's like a day, maybe 24 hours, and another dump comes again, where it takes a lot of planning when you have a whole train of dump trucks that have to line up with a blower to cut back banks. They're all ready to go. Oh, wait, hold on. Big dump coming in. Hit pause on that. Let's reconfigure and go back to snow clearing operations, and then we'll tee up for snow clearing again. And oh wait, no, we have another dump coming in. So that's where the struggle is. It's not a real staff issue. They are tired. They're working very hard, but that is the real issue we have right now.
What would you say to people who are concerned about their street becoming a one way only, where one vehicle can go down that street at a time?
Yeah, well, my kids, one of my oldest daughter lives downtown, and it's always had that challenge where, you know, of course, that is probably one of the biggest parts of the city budget. It's $82 million a year we have for snow clearing, is snow removal in that inner urban downtown area. It happens. It's not something new, but certainly is concerning. So, again, I've spoken to some colleagues about how they want to best adapt some of their streets. And in some of the posts I've seen recently related to a paramedic service, and I've seen this happen in my neighborhood, where there's concern about some of these streets, how to best adapt that. It could include removing parking from one side of the street so the street can be wider, and usually fire services will provide, or emergency services will provide, that feedback. But there's lots of mechanisms, and I'll keep encouraging and speaking to local councillors how they can best address those issues.
You're referencing that video from Reddit, the Reddit for the City of Ottawa on ongoings in the Capitol, where a user had posted it and they were dismayed to see the ambulance that was slowly backing up. Is that something that happens often because of all the snow piles?
Well, it certainly does happen. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I mean, there won't be a plow driving in front of every ambulance. That just, it's not something that's realistic. I've had it happen in my area. It is concerning, but we managed to get our ways through that. At the same time, you know, how can we best address those issues, especially when you're talking about the narrowing of streets? I think that is a bigger concern than streets that, you know, there's been a big dump and an ambulance. They usually have pretty good traction to be able to get through there. It's narrowing of the streets that concerns me probably the most out of this discussion, how we can best address that in certain streets that seem to see a lot more snow packing on the sides, and how we can deal with that in the future.
The narrowing of the street is a concern for visibility when people are turning, that they might go into each other, for pedestrian safety, for people that are walking. But also, though, I don't want to minimize it, for an ambulance trying to get somebody, if it's a serious health problem, if somebody, let's say, is in cardiac arrest.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do have communications with our departments to be able to deal with scenarios like that. But again, Christy, from a plowing perspective, the arterials get done, as you know, they're priority. Then it moves down different grades of streets. The ones that become more of a challenge are the crescents. And I actually represent an area full of crescents. But typically, you know, we haven't had a major situation. We've had actually residents come out and assist pushing an ambulance down the street. It's concerning, but really, there's no real true solution on that. It's just about coordination and ensuring that all levels of the city work together to make sure that we can make sure that that ambulance can get out of there.
Let's talk about the windrows.
Windrows.
Piles of snow and ice that get left at the foot of your driveway. You have plowed your driveway, you've got a snow blower, or you're doing it the old-fashioned way like me, and you're just picking up the shovel and chipping away at it, and then the plow comes by and you're left with a wall. And I just got a text message. I'm going to read it right to you. This is the power of live radio. A lot of people want to talk about snow. No name on this, but counselor, this person writes in, I understand there's a huge pressure to clear the snow for the city, but why, Christy, are they allowed to wall us in? Particularly when I'm outside, the plow comes by, it piles up what I just cleared. I'm in my 50s. I can handle most of the shoveling. But what the plow piles up isn't just snow. It's chunks. It's ice. Sometimes it's rock. Last night they came by late, so this morning the pile's frozen. And even me, I cleared my driveway, but it's impossible for me to break it up. Can we not do something about this, counselor?
Yeah, well, and welcome to Canada. Every year I've been on the council for, this is my 13th year. It's a perennial favorite that comes up. And when I actually did a little digging, Chrissy, a little research, on Windrose and past councils. It was before my time. Back in 2003, they actually did a study. It came back in those dollars about $21 million. In 2003, you can imagine the cost of fuel and everything else if you wanted to deal with Windrose. It's been estimated it would be about $44 million or another 2.5% on your property tax bill. And in your previous segment, which you stole my line, by the way, with the cost of Enbridge gas, the cost of food and everything else, there's a lot of pressure already on our current budget to try to keep it low at 2.5% or whatever it might
be. Sorry, Councillor, just to pause you. It would be $21 million just to clear the piles of snow at the end, or $21 million for the... I'm trying to get a sense of the numbers, even if it's in $2,003.
$2,003, it is estimated $21 million. Today's dollars, it's been recalculated ballpark, $44 million or 2.5% extra on your tax bill. So, you know, those discussions I'm certain will come up during the winter quality maintenance standards. But again, not everyone has the privilege of having an individual single property. And I consider myself privileged and worked hard to get that. I don't think all the taxpayers want to pay to have the end of somebody's laneway shoveled out. So it's a really difficult discussion. I agree that I hate shoveling. My snowblower broke. So I've been shoveling all winter. This is the 8th one. I'm dreading going back home. I've been at meetings today, and I'm going back to shovel my laneway out before I park. But unfortunately, that is the reality. Some other municipalities have different ways of doing things, too. And we can have those discussions. Sidewalks in Calgary, the property owner that abuts that sidewalk has to shovel it within 24 hours or they get a fine. I don't think we want to start going down that road. I think we've got a good quality of standard right now. And what we have to look at is what order certain things get plowed and at what centimeters. And that's really going to be the discussion that comes up in that report.
I understand that it's the reality of living in Canada, whether we like it or not. But to push back on that, like, to be blunt, it's a reality that some people can't shovel the heavy pile. They can take care of their property in their driveway, but they can't lift the chunks of ice because they've got a bad back, or they're living with a disability, or they're 9 months pregnant. Should we expand the current program that is available for seniors and people with disabilities so that more people can have that big chunk of snow, the Windrose, the pile at the end of your driveway, plowed away?
Thank you for the lead in. That was terrific. I appreciate that. I forgot about that. So we do have the Snow Go program and Snow Go Assist programs, which are very, very helpful to be able to help with seniors or people with disabilities.
Right.
That will assist in either total cost or shared cost to be able to do that.
Right. But not if you have a bad back. Like the person who texted in said, I'm capable of doing my whole driveway. I'm in my 50s, but I just can't do this pile. That person wouldn't be included.
Yeah, well, and again, everything has a cost to it. So if you have a disability, a diagnosed disability with a doctor, which is currently how the program operates, those are the people that really need it. I'm sorry, hard on the back, and my back hurts every time I do it too. If it's diagnosed by a doctor, it's one thing, but it is the realities of snow. It's not light. It is part of our winter program, but we do have a great program in place. It's been used. I always tell people, if you have extra challenges when it comes to snow removal, and you're a part of a low income bracket and need assistance, our resource centers also help get people out and help do things within the community. So there's lots of assistance out there already, but carte blanche saying we're going to find a way to be able to remove the piles at the end of the laneways, I don't see 24 councillors plus the mayor voting in favor of a massive tax increase just to satisfy some people that are having trouble clearing the end of the laneway. And don't get me wrong, I hate clearing my laneway. If you came to my house now, it's horrible. I do the goat trail just to get my vehicle in there, and that's about it. I do the bare minimum because I hate lifting snow myself.
Okay, I only have about a minute left. Are there any areas that you think we need to be better at that we're lacking in?
Absolutely. You got to think the last time we did the winter quality maintenance standards, and this is no fault of staff. They're directed based on city policy. I think we see much more pedestrianization. We see a lot more walking, and we've been focusing very heavy on salting and sanding and using special tools on sidewalks. But now we also have a couple of new worlds in front of us. We have multi-use pathways, which are pedestrian and cycling as well. So we got to look at that in a totality, and we got to find a way to make sure that our pedestrians see improved service based on policy, not based on what they're directed to do now. I think that's one area we can certainly focus on.
Do we need more one-way street, not one-way, one street where you can't park on the other side because the streets are getting so narrow? Would you be in favor of making more streets one-way so that vehicles can get through?
So with the one-sided parking argument?
One-sided parking, service, yes.
Yeah, they make a really good argument. They've actually come to me in 13 years. I've had, I think, three streets. Where they've come to me and they said, look, if there's a fire down this street, we might not be able to get down, and we're smashing vehicles out of the way. Can you make it no parking on one side? They make that determination. It's based on their feedback. Councillors shouldn't be a specialist and just start changing streets willy-nilly. But certainly our fire department and our emergency services does tell us when that does take place.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Chrissy.
Head of the Transportation Committee, they're in charge of our snow clearing and the winter quality maintenance standards, which sounds really boring, but it's important because it's how they clear our roads.